Welcome to Bunktastic. This is Jared with my co-host, Kyle. And we have a special guest here with us today, Mike.
What up?
He's our, I've known Mike for quite a while. He's our cooking buddy. Or my cooking buddy. Kyle just knows him from a while.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys doing today? How's life?
Before we get started, Bunktastic is brought to you by Kyle and Jared. No panties.
We wear no panties.
I'm good. I just woke up a little while ago. I slept okay. I didn't have any weird dreams or anything. I just...
Nothing too crazy tonight?
No. I had one of those weird, like... You know when you're, like, sick and you're in your bed and you're, like, tossing and turning and you're having weird, like, flashes in your head?
Like, cold sweat?
Hey, pretty much is what it was. That's every night.
Usually when I get cold sweats in my sleep, it means I'm going to wake up in a couple hours blowing up a toilet. That's usually pretty rough. Oh, my God. It's been a while. Been a while since I've woken up from asleep. I have explained on the show before. The last time I have, it was the Adam episode. Literally the last one, I do believe. No, the time before.
I had a dream that the bad guy from Rocky and Bullwinkle, Boris, I think, the little guy in the little... that he was ripping out my intestines, and I could feel it, like, I woke up with extreme pain, diarrhea pains.
Really? Isn't that crazy how that works? It's like that one Simpsons episode where Bart, it was like, peace, can't spell pee! Remember his dream when he, it was a Halloween episode where he had to hold his pee in or something.
I've had dreams where I was at, like, a carnival pissing in a, porta potty, and I'm pissing right in my bed.
Really?
Grown ass man.
Just woke pissing up pissing.
Yeah, I was pissing in my sleep.
Like mid piss?
And I woke up mid piss, already soaked. In my 20s, 22, 20 something.
Well, you are in your 20s. That does not narrow down.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, a few years ago. It's been a while.
Really? I have never had something like that. The only time I've ever pissed myself, like, that I can remember other than baby is when I get too drunk. And that is the fucking worst, man. You wake up in the morning thinking you're fucking all sweaty from the night before. You're like, nah, it smells too uric acid to be fucking normal cold sweats. This is pee. This is pee, all right?
Never had that.
It's been a while. Last time I got, like, super drunk and pissed myself, that was the time that I really was like, I'm going to cut down on the boozing because this is not good. The next step from now is fucking blacking out and acting a fool. So I'm good.
You ever shit the bed?
Ooh, that's a dark
one. I've never pooped the bed.
No, I cannot say I have. I'm really digging deep right now to try to remember a good shit in the bed
story. I've never
even
wet farted the bed.
The last time I pissed my bed, I was like 16. It was from being hammered drunk for like one of the first times.
Yeah, mine was like 18 or 19, I'll even say. Like one of them just right after high school bullshit. You're just partying, whatever. I remember one time when I was a kid. I was in a bed full of, it was like I was at my dad's house, and he took my little brother, which is actually my stepbrother, and same different mothers, but same dad, and he has a sister. We all slept in the same bed for one reason, and I can't remember why they were, I remember a couple of her friends were in, like my brother's sister, my little brother, I guess it's my stepsister, a half-sister, she had some of her friends over. And us as we're like four or five, little boys sleeping on a bed. I just remember waking up in the middle of the night, just cold sweats, just... And I'm like, I just tried to run over and I keep hitting bodies everywhere I go, trying to get out of this bed. I'm like, fuck! Just threw up in that bed. Dude, just dipping, dabbing in my puke. I'm a little kid at the time. Didn't give a fuck. I just laid back down and went to sleep.
In your puke?
In my puke. I was not covered in puke the next morning. And... we all look, and like after every kid woke up, you hear one of the girls go back and go, "Ew, somebody puked in the bed."
And then that Shaggy song started playing. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I'm like, it was me. That was like one of the flashbacks you get from when you're a kid.
That's funny.
Speaking of puking stories and Jared, I actually remember that this one time Jared was fucking, we were in like elementary school when you puked on the bus.
No, I was in ninth grade when I did that. I was actually a high schooler.
No, it was like, what were you?
No,
like,
because I unless I did it again when I was a kid, maybe I was like, the notorious Jared. I fell through the cracks because everybody thought I'd puke in front of them. No, I remember in ninth grade one time, I don't know what time you're telling, but I'm going to cut you off completely and tell you my story for remembering. Then you can relay me back to see if it's the same one.
Let's see if it's the same story.
Maybe it was like, was it in the morning? Was it in the morning?
It was in the morning because I remember later in the afternoon, we got on the bus because it was the same bus going home, and the dude
like a week it was on the bus for something.
Yeah dude, the bus driver never fucking cleaned it up.
Nobody cleaned it up. Dude, it was out. That's they hilarious. Made, like, Zach made my brother do it or something like that. Someone was cool enough to clean it up, but it was still all over the seats for, like, 6 months.
Yeah, it was,
dude, that is it gross. Was so gross, dude. It was the worst.
I just
worst.
Remember, because I was sitting next to you that day, and you were just like, you might want to get out of the seat, because we had just got to school.
Yes.
And
yes.
You were just like, get out of the seat. I'm like, what? And you're like, going like this. I got out of the seat, and you just fucking, it was like an eruption.
It was one of them milk mornings, and ate, like, oatmeal or fucking Fruit Loops.
Milk mornings.
It was with my uncle. I don't want to say it.
Milk mornings. That's so gross.
Oh, shit.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I hated riding the bus to school. Like, I have so many memories of just, like, just uncomfortable situations.
Dude.
Like, I remember one time the bus stopped. Like, I don't know, this girl who I knew carved her name in the seat.
Oh, jeez.
And the bus driver just stopped randomly one time, like right by my house, and I just wanted to get off and watch at my house, but he's yelling, C-Core! Who's C-Core? And the girl starts crying, and you instantly know that it's her. He's like, why would you carve your name into the seat?
Everybody good question, dude.
One time, every day after school, in like
everybody
the 8th grade,
lighters to it?
Yeah, everyone puts those lighters. But I used to take my piece of gum that I chew all day and put it on the outside of the window and just keep adding it up, dude. Like, you're talking
Wait,
about
what?
Bus drivers
You would,
not,
like, slide it down like a...
You're talking about bus drivers not cleaning the bus, dude. Every day, I'd take one piece of gum, and I'd put it on the... I'd reach my hand outside of the window and slap it on the side of the bus. I had a wad that was, like, maybe the size, like, of, like, a pancake, a big pancake.
How would you sneak it? Would you have to pop it? Because the bus that I remember, the windows went down halfway. What would you have to get up and go, like...
I got long monkey arms, dude. I could reach. I would just stick up to the shoulder and just reach out and slap the side of the bus and put my piece of gum.
Nice. Scumbag.
Yeah. A little bit, dude. I used to throw my gum everywhere. Like, I'd get out, I got out of school and it would be real sticky by the end of the day because it would be chewed all fucking day. Or, like, it would be Trident and, like, that disintegrates in your mouth eventually. I put it in my hand and I just flick it real high towards the building and just be right on top, or the ceiling. And I'd be hanging out with friends and no matter where we were, sometimes I'd point to the ceiling and everyone would look and there'd be a piece of gum. Like, that's me. I don't know. I guess that's kind of a scummy thing to do. I wouldn't do it now, but high school me didn't give a fuck.
Dude, I used to chew Winterfresh for so long. Remember how in high school I always have Winterfresh with me?
Gum was like prison currency in school.
Yeah, it was.
Yo,
it was.
Let me get whatever for a piece of gum. Like, yo, can I have a piece of gum? Yeah, let me get something from you. It's like fucking prison.
Selling fucking pieces of gum for like a cigarette or something.
Yeah, dude. Let me cheat off your test. What do you got?
Oh,
let's try it. All right. Yeah.
Anyways,
all
right, but if you ever drink, like, any kind of soda, being a disgusting kid that I was, I'd drink, like, Mountain Dew or some soda during lunch with my gum in my mouth. Dude, that shit would turn to, like, a paste.
Yeah, disintegrate.
Is that what it's called? That's what it is. It's not disintegrating because it turns to a paste. Why did they misname the shit out of fucking that?
I remember there was a candy gum that would come in a tube and it would squirt out like toothpaste.
Yes.
And you put it, start chewing it, and then it would turn like into a solid. Gum's weird. It can't be that good for you.
No, it's not. Isn't gum base cancerous for you? Isn't that some shit?
There's that weird X. It starts with an X. And it will even say it right on the front of the gum.
Aspartame.
Yeah, that's bad for you. And there's another thing, too, that starts with an X that's bad for you, too. It's right on the front of a lot of Trident packages. That's not good for you either. I can't think of the name right now.
Fluoride? Do they even add fluoride to Trident and all that?
Probably some gums have it. I don't know, dude. It's in water. A lot of sea waters. It's bad for you. Fluoride's not good.
A lot of it is. I don't... See, there's so much fucking information out there. You know, you never know what's true anymore. Because one thing you'll look up, then you'll see instantly the next day.
I think it's all about moderation. But then again, I heard that fluoride is what, a byproduct of aluminum. I think
some sort of metal comes from mining.
They had this overabundance of fluoride. They needed a way to get rid of it, and they're like, "Well, why not we just put it in the drinking water?
Resell it, make some."
I remember having to rinse it in like third grade. The nurse would come in with the cart.
Oh, that disgusting bubblegum
shit!
Oh my god, I remember that.
Everyone rinse. Everyone's rinsing, looking
so bad for them, for a little kid.
Doing it all at once.
The brainwashing you and chemical fucking drugging you. Oh god.
I just remember always trying to get like my mom to like not sign like to sign that paper, say that I didn't have to do it, you know.
I had to fucking do it. My mom fell into that trap every single time.
Every time
I did it 1 year, and then I just took the paper, I guess, and hit it. Sometimes teachers were stupid enough to give you the paper to hand to your parents, and you're like, nope.
I wish I was
like, if you got home before you had a bad report card or something, you got home and threw it on the roof or something. Run to the mailbox before your parents could see your bad report card.
Never got that back to my house. My parents.
I never did that. I was always like an 80s to 90s student. I was never A's.
I failed. I was
always like low A's, B pluses. Yeah.
Just above average.
I'm your cliche retard. No.
I almost failed Italian in the 7th grade, but that's because, I don't know, my teacher was awful to me. She was just mean. It was hard.
Conjugate the verb, Kyle! Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah!
That's dude, crazy. Was it our middle
she
school?
She was hot,
there,
too.
School? Was she?
It was Italian broad.
I was looking at. Ooh, yeah, that's actually kind of sexy. Saw online all the teachers that have, like, gotten convicted of having sex raping.
She was the hottest teacher I ever had. 15-year-olds. I never had that cliche, like, super bombshell teacher ever.
I never got a chub while looking at a teacher in high school. I bet you there's one out there that I just can't remember. But
so hot, it blew your mind.
Blew my load. What?
I heard this stuff. One time a kid told me that, it's all hearsay, but I believed him at the time, that a kid jerked off in the back of class and just blew a load in his assignment book and just closed it.
Sticky pages. He's one of them fuckers, pages, man. Are you serious? Pages, he's one of them kids. He is one of them guys. Make the pages stick together.
Yeah, what?
What kind of monsters are we dealing with here?
Who just comes on their magazines?
Like, where do you think the term sticky pages
comes I know, from? But who does that? Why does blah?
You guys saying that, I remember. I was working at this place. Apparently this guy, he got fired like a month or two before I started. Apparently the reason he got fired, though, was because somebody went to go to the bathroom, and it's just, like, a one-person bathroom, you know what I mean? Door and all. And dude opened the door, and the cook that was there before me was apparently jerking off, and there was a fucking meat and poultry, like, cookbook just open up on the back of the toilet, and he was just standing there jerking off.
Onto the meat and poultry book?
Yeah.
Like, there That's was gross. A roast turkey?
He's jerking off the picture, but, like...
I don't know what the picture was.
It's raw meat.
But it was just, like, yeah, it's all to deal with, like, it's a meat cookbook, so it's all about, like, everything about me.
You're in the restaurant biz, Mike. What is the weirdest shit that you have to deal with? Because there's a lot of crazy shit out there I've heard about restaurants. Like, everybody's seen the movie Waiting.
Waiting takes it to, like,
extreme, obviously.
But way too extreme. All those people would have been fucking fired eventually. Like, they would not have been working there that long. They're doing, like, that crazy shit. You know?
Yeah, the gross health hazard shit, putting pubes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Alright. There's a place that I work at that, like, not, like, pubes and shit, but, like, you know, there's an old saying, floor spice makes everything nice.
Okay.
So, a lot of the times, something got dropped on the floor, it really just goes right back up on the grill, like, fuck it.
It makes everything nice. Makes everything
well, like, nice. I know you're not supposed to, but doesn't the germs get burnt off while cooking it?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's what I would think.
I fire kills it.
They didn't die.
Die.
I mean, no. I've seen some real bad shit. Like, all right, when I was a dishwasher, I got the hazing of a fucking lifetime. Like, nobody got it worse than me, but I got it for like the shortest amount of time though. But like, I've had all right. So the way the line was set up is like, the cooks. I was like standing like this, you know what I mean? And they were standing like perpendicular like this, so they were like facing me, but I'm facing this wall.
Mm-hmm.
They would fucking throw shit over the line into my silverware bucket all fucking night. Like, eggs. Like, they would go through, like, a flat and a half of eggs. That's...
Just wasting eggs.
Like, I love eggs.
I like 50 eggs. Shitting a pot and is like over 50 eggs.
Oh, Kyle already has a vein popping in his head. Just imagine if he was there. Right. He is pissed right now.
Wasting pre birds, man.
Like, after a while, you kind of just start trying to catch them. It becomes a game after a while.
Tossing eggs. You were playing the game.
Then they throw, like, you know, pieces of fucking ziti at me or something, you know, in the silverware bucket. One time, I had a full piece of haddock heaved over the fucking line. Swear to God, I saw this thing coming, fucking just moved. It landed where we spray all the, like, food off into.
How big was this haddock?
It was, you know, like a foot?
Like
the line is like, the line is pretty much the movie The Sandlot is based off of.
Fry, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a piece like the same size you get for a fish fry anywhere. You know? And they fucking rolled it up and just fucking heaved it. It fucking unfolds mid-air and slams not into the silverware bucket, into where I spray all the fucking shit, like, from the plates off. Clean. It's like a big bowl, a strainer bowl.
Of, like,
that
sits in the
sink. Yeah, that just, like, shit, and it fucking just hits that and it fucking explodes. Everywhere. I've had a butternut squash, which is, like, a huge squash, like, this fucking big, and it's bigging around. They fucking threw it one day over, and it fucking hit this, like, the table, it's all metal table, just boom! So I took it. This is one of the days where I was like, I'm getting him back.
I fucking took it.
Ran over. The dude is still laughing so hard he's on the ground. I straight bowled it down the line right into his fucking ass. Like, no joke.
Did he leave a bruise?
No, I don't know.
But you don't know? You didn't want to see evidence?
I didn't want to see this guy's ass,
God
honestly.
Damn it, Mike.
Why not?
But then when I got to become a cook, it was on. Like, because Reese was a dishwasher under me.
So I just shitted on him because I got
shitted on. On him. I'm not even joking you. His name at work was Faggot. I hate to say it, but, like, that was his name at work. Everybody, that's how, like, even my boss would yell for him. It's fucked up, but we throw shit at him all day. All the dishwashers got shit at the... shit thrown on him. I would do shit back, though. Like, I would take a tomato and I would run it through the dishwasher, like, 50 times. Like, no joke. Just throughout the whole night, throw it every dish load that I was fucking doing. Take it out. And eventually, like, the skin starts to, like, peel, but the inside is, like, liquefied.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, like, super steamed on the inside. And I ran over into this dude's prep sink. This dude was, like, 6'2". He's taller than me. So what they would do is they would throw him an egg, and he would slam it down into my fucking... into my silverware bucket and call the alley-oop shot. Like, no joke. He would stand behind me for, like, 2 seconds, they'd throw an egg, and he just, boom, like, standing right over my shoulder. So I would always get him back by slamming those cooked-ass tomatoes into the sink. They would just fucking explode. It's like fucking tomato sauce that just explodes. It's weird.
All over him?
No, just all over the sink.
We're gonna ragu bombs.
Dude, that sounds awesome. Can you throw it?
Yeah, dude. You can actually... It, like, stays nice, like, and solid, but it's like a fucking tomato water balloon a little bit.
Is it, like projectile? You can actually chuck it far? Can
getting
you, like,
2-degree burns and tomato sauce bombs.
Tomato. Can you actually ragu bomb people houses, like, at Halloween? Could they live through that trajectory?
Maybe. Depends how much they'd cool off.
Don't do it, but I'm just saying.
What you should have done is you take a tennis ball and you cut a hole in it. And you fill it with match heads.
Yeah, and then you throw it, and
throw the match heads. Yeah, and you throw the tennis ball. It's filled with match heads, and it's like a fireball.
A bomb. You gotta light it up before you throw it.
No. Strike anywhere matches.
Those ones they'll rub against the match heads inside the tennis ball will strike against each other when the ball impacts against whatever you're throwing. It becomes like a bouncing
fireball.
So
you don't necessarily break the ball in half. You just pop a hole in it and fill it. All right, you said I thought you had.
You're holding your hand. You're like,
I'm like, how are you going to sauce keep the match heads in there if it's a fucking saucer?
You
man?
Got it real tight. You're like, just one more. It lights it.
You wet your whole body. That'd be the worst.
Oh my God. I've seen a lot of disgusting shit in restaurants too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inform me.
We used to do science experiments.
Where you'd keep, like, a piece of mushroom on a countertop for days on end.
Yeah. No, this guy did take a shiitake mushroom, put it in, like, a little portion cup, like, little things you get, like, tartar sauce in, or, like, ketchup, you know, from a restaurant, you know? Took it and he kept it for, like, 6-7 months in his cooler. And it just fermented in this little 2-ounce cup sealed off. And, like, one day he just pulls it out and fucking opens it. And it's only, like, a chunk, you know what I mean? Like, maybe a quarter-sized fucking piece of shiitake. Shit stunk up the entire restaurant. It was that fucking rotten.
How big was the restaurant?
I mean, is the kitchen is I mean, not the whole restaurant, but the kitchen stuck up. But kitchen is like the size of
what does it smell like?
I can't even describe it.
Shiitake.
Just that standard like mold smell, but like really like pungent, you know what I mean? Like stings the nostrils.
This one time for my old job, I worked in an OR cleaning it up, and this one guy, one of my best friends, he was a scrub tech. They just did an amputee on a diabetic person. Well, I wasn't in there, so I go into the room. He's like, Jared, you gotta check this out. Smell this. Instantly, that quick, he's like, Jared, you gotta check this out. He has a container in his hand. He's like, smell this first. He just shoves it in my face, dude. They tried to save this dude's foot. So they tried to take all the dead gangrene as well.
Dude. It was a cup full of gangrene skin?
This is what I came to know. It wasn't a cup full. It was skin. It was chunks of a person's foot, man.
Yeah,
it was
so rotten flesh that came out.
Everything you've ever smelled, goddamn, that was the worst thing. Well, he comes at me with a foot that's all wrapped in all latex gloves. Well, I was like in my brain, like I knew what it was, but I'm like, nah, this can't be fucking real.
Are you fucking looking at me?
He's like, Jared, check this out. He starts unwrapping, dude, from his fucking like mid shin where Anderson Silva broke his leg from last UFC down. Dude had his foot amputated because he didn't take care of himself well, diabetic.
So you just saw a rotten ass foot sitting there.
I come into work at 3 p.m. By 3:15, I seen this.
What do they do with that stuff? You just throw it in the dumpsters?
Bio-waste. There's a special thing. I think they incinerate it is what they really do.
They turn it into food.
They turn it into energy.
Soil green.
Yeah.
Switzerland. Turn it into energy.
I've never seen anything like that.
I have. That has scarred. That OR job killed me.
I worked at a Lowe's, and a lady got caught pooping in the aisle. I didn't see it firsthand, but I was there when it happened.
She's a crazy person or just...
Just a scumbag. Just shit in the middle of the store. A lot of people do that, dude. When my sister worked at Home Depot and they did it, people will shit in pallets, and they'll like they'll just like people are scumbags, dude. People will shit in their hand and put it in places. It's gross.
That is so nasty.
You can find it on YouTube if you want. People pooping in public, and it's not even like a third world country thing where people have there's no bathrooms anywhere. People just shit in the streets because that's what's up. People are just like outside of a bar. And then they just put their back against a wall, shit in their hand, and throw it on the ground. It's like, what are you doing?
That's a drunk person. Drunk people are weird.
I've been drunk, and I've never decided, hey, shitting in my hand, I would poop in the street, but I would squat and put my pants, try to cover up as most as I could, and be like, I'm sorry.
What do you mean, like,
how? If I had to poop in the street.
I've tried to find like a dark place, and I would go quick because if I absolutely have to poop, I can make it go less than 20 seconds. I can be done. Just if I really like, if I've ever had like gut busting pain,
you totally blow out your ass.
Literally,
your
ass goes 20 seconds, out. I'll be done. It's like an alien; it comes back in real quick.
Prolapse your anus.
It makes that actual thought.
He's like, yeah, man, my pink tube just comes out and sprays real quick. Like, it's normal. Everyone else is looking at you like, what the fuck?
You guys don't have that? Come on, what's up? Always comes back to shit with us.
One time at that Lowe's store, someone shit in one of the bathrooms. No lie. A turd the size of a football.
Dude, don't...
I'm not even joking. There was a turd the size of a football in that public restroom in the water was like black, like coffee.
Did you have to?
Just sitting in there. It was like, what is this?
Did you have to go to aisle 8 and get a plunger?
No.
You didn't have to unclog it?
I didn't have to. Someone else did.
Dude, in my job, which I am a master of the custodial arts, aka janitor.
You use a coat hanger?
Dude, I have to.
A coat hanger, like, break it up?
Where I work is, the job for the actual hospital, I work in outbuildings, so I'm not in the actual hospital. So they have maintenance to do it. If I wait for maintenance to come out to the outbuildings to actually unplunge toilet, it would take weeks. I have actually been there, seen that.
Jared's like, I put on gloves and I mush up my
hands. No, I do. I take it out and I throw it against the walls and raid it.
He's doing the thing with the...
Dude, there's a crazy person in the shithole, man. What the fuck is wrong with people? They're like, Jared, sorry, you gotta clean it. Fuck, I thought it was a good joke.
In my elementary school, for some reason, there was these bathrooms down by the gym that were notorious for always having shit smeared on the walls and the word fuck and shit.
It seems like a special ed kid took care of that toilet. Some fucking or weird asshole. That sounds like a person. Like, one dude, just imagine if there was, like, a little underground thing in our high school where people, like 10 kids were,
scat,
like,
scat yeah, just,
they were going around writing shit on the walls. They had it planned out. They actually had gloves and shit. Yo, guys,
I ate a really good breakfast this morning. I am been holding it in. I'm ready. They all talk about what, all right, tomorrow we're going to eat a lot of pasta, guys.
Who ate rice?
We're going to get crazy in the cafeteria. Show those boys what's up. Make sure what's today's word? We're going to spell boombox.
So, this was in high school that happened?
It was in elementary.
Elementary. So this was little stupid-ass kids.
Or who doesn't maybe know who knows? Maybe it's a janitor.
Oh, man.
Who knows? You don't know who it was. Most likely.
You blew my mind just now, but it's like, yeah, I believe it.
Larry's our all-star. He has an extra large anus. Extra large rectum. It's just blown out.
Destroyed.
Dude, one time in like a public restroom on a throughway, I saw a turd in a urinal.
Yeah, man.
I just laughed and I continued to pee on it after.
Like, that's hard for me to piss on shit, man. That's hard for me to pee where there's poop.
What?
Like, all over.
I'm the king of peeing on poop.
Yeah, I'm the king of fucking...
I will if there's anyone out listening there and they want their turds peed on, call me up. Hit me up.
There are a few times in my life, dude, have you left me speechless, guy?
I'm sorry. I'm only joking.
I have no answer
but
to that.
But to be honest, if someone was like, I will pay you $1 million to pee on my turd, they like, saw through this turd through your pee, and I have to drink all day and just keep continuing pissing on the same turd for $1 million... probably would.
If you're out there and would not do that, I think you're weird. I would do that. Why? That's way better than a lot of $1 million fucking.
It is weird for like.
What's the weirdest thing you would do?
Who would pay you $1 million to do that is my question.
Who would you rather fuck? Your mom or your dad?
That's a stupid question.
That is
right?
Weird.
That's a stupid question, right?
Threesome?
No, you have to choose.
Why? I want us all to be a family together.
Someone asked me that the other day, and I was
blood in, blood out, baby.
And I was probably I'd probably do my mom because she'd be less smellier.
I'd do my mom because that would make me like non-disgusted to see a hairy man fucking.
Right, you're fucking your dad.
Yeah, that's weird, dude. I would in my mind. I mean, not to me, anyways. No offense, mother. No offense, mother.
She's a robot. Yeah,
she's actually. The Matrix, man.
Yeah.
Not really, man.
So, did Jared tell you about, like, what we want to plan for Terraria in that aquarium we
bought? Oh, no, we're not talking about Terraria.
We can't bring Terraria.
Oh, I saw it. It's cool. It looks good.
We can't.
Orca. But,
every single time.
Yeah, it's bad. Dude, I watched the movie called...
because we've been playing it.
The Rock. Like, The movie called The Rock.
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery.
I did not realize how corny 90s action movies were. I haven't watched them in a long time. I watched this dude, Sean Connery, steals a Hummer in that movie. He's crashing his Hummer into everything. Everything this Hummer touches explodes, except for the fucking Hummer. Dude, you know what would have been funny? If the very first thing he crashes into, Sean Connery just dies. Like, he's like, what the fuck did this guy just do? And then Nicolas Cage steals, like, a crazy Lamborghini-type car, and he's on a high-speed chase. And then there's one scene where Sean Connery throws a knife. The camera follows the knife, like knife perspective into a guy's neck. And, like, thing gets me is... they're, like, all worried because these guys are, like, the best military...
spoilers for 1997. Yeah,
the ex-military team from Nam or something. The guys are awesome. This one dude stands up and dual wields two assault rifles. He's not going to hit dick. Yuck! Dual wielding. No military trained guy would ever fucking do that.
Dude, that was the last of a dying breed.
Yeah, he had Rambo blood.
That was a movie where... that was, like, one of the first movies I had to laugh at when I was... I watched it when I was, like, 8 or something. Real young. I shouldn't have been watching it, but I did.
Why? Why shouldn't you have been watching
it? I don't know. I'm with you there. It's one of them. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Well, anyways. That's why I started laughing about halfway through it, because they said fuck about 48 fucking 2,000 times in that movie. Let's bring a reference to Fred Durst back there. I'm kind of ashamed of myself.
I saw the edited version. It's swear once. Really? I know I read the Sean Connery's lips, and there's a bunch of times when he should have been saying shit, but they made him say, like I don't even know, what are they, like, holy crap.
Do they?
It's like,
slaughter movies.
Dude, in the movie Predator, they do that. The main part when Arnold Schwarzenegger meets up with the black guy, Dylan, he's like, Dylan, you son of a bitch. And then in this one, he's like, well, that in a version, it, like, they slap hands or whatever. He's like, Dylan, you lazy bum. Like, it's like,
I like how that is not how he says it whatsoever. What tone? You make it sound like he's reading a child's book.
Dylan, CIA got you pushing too many pencils.
Oh, one, son of a gun. Why don't they... lazy bum. Can't even say you son of a gun.
That's how it is.
That is so horrible.
Because it's like dubbed in.
And they was it actually his voice? Maybe. Because they used to pay people. They usually actually
pay you to do like,
dub them over.
Dub them over, but you can so tell it's dubbed over because it's like... The voice is so different from the audio of the movie. It's like that, you know, if you watch... what's the movie with Will Smith and Fart and Lawrence there?
Bad Boys.
There's parts with the girl. See that movie, the first one, on TV, unedited or edited, that girl be saying stuff that doesn't make sense.
Who, that black girl in that movie?
No, the white girl that's in it.
That girl was hot.
The white one?
Yeah, I thought she was a cutie. You didn't think she was hot?
Everyone's beautiful.
Oh, look at him trying to go out to the public.
I'm not going to say...
You didn't think, huh?
I personally didn't think she was attractive.
Who? She playing something else I've seen. Never mind.
She's just a little ooh.
Yeah, a little ditzy.
I'm shooting a pistol in the middle of the club.
So, you're saying if she came to you, you wouldn't take oral intercourse from her?
Oral intercourse?
Yeah. Bejer.
Oh, BJ?
Oral intercourse? How the fuck did you have to think about that, really?
Because it's like, I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Because
it has its own name. It has its own name. Intercourse, it stands for, like, I thought genitals fucking.
Ooh, bumping junkies. I sound like a stuttering Stanley.
The horizontal monster mash.
The horizontal vaginal mash.
Oh, boy.
What was I talking
Where
about?
Where have we gone?
Oh, okay.
It's all right. You ever have, like, an alien experience? I've been abducted by aliens.
Have I?
Besides, like, tripping, no. What's the weirdest shit you've ever experienced? Like, you ever see a Bigfoot or anything like that? Mike, you're...
Actually, around the corner, over here from you, down over here...
in upstate New York. Sorry.
Like, towards the, you know where Dave used to live?
It's a little while from here.
Yeah, it's just about a couple miles down there.
We used to walk, like, you know, down his road all the time, middle of the night. It's like a tunnel of woods. You know,
it's like a dead end road, though, right? Ain't it?
Dude, there would be this thing, like, walking out in the middle of the woods, and, like, you could. It's always at night, you know what I mean? But you can hear it. Then, like, there's been, like, you know, times in the day where, like, we thought we'd seen it, but it looks really weird, like, from what we saw. It looked like.
Was it walking on fours?
No, it was walking on twos, but it had, like, long, like, T Rex arms.
You sure
and, like, the legs were, like, backwards, like, bentwards, like an ostrich.
Like a coyote. They had bird legs. Chupacabra running around fucking back there, dude? What the fuck?
Yeah,
my mom's stepdad used to live right, like, literally half a mile away from where you were, and he had a trail cam set up. And he caught a fisher one time back there. which is a... It kind of reminds me of, like, a sloth, but it's more like a bag, like a... It walks on all fours.
Yeah, they're like a fat little badger type thing. They're they're like a rodent family, part of a rodent family.
And those are rare to catch, and he caught that on a trail cam, so... He caught a weird, like...
Yeah, they look like a skunk, but they're all black, almost.
Well, it was like a blurry shot, so it was like a Bigfoot photo, so it was one of them where he had to be like, what is this, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's one of them conspiracy things. Mike, you seen Bigfoot?
Maybe. That'd be awesome.
I've never seen anything like a Bigfoot. No, I want to believe in a Bigfoot. I think it's possible that one existed or one could exist. I just
multiple ones.
Yeah, that's just true. Like, so, and I understand stuff in the woods disappears quick, and if there is like a semi-intelligent ape person, they know how, they could pick up humans from so far away. Do they smell and hear us? Regular animals smell and hear us.
Yeah, I was about to say coyotes.
You got one that's super smart.
Anything can hear you.
We have no problem hiding, but like
it's probably not even that. They smell you more or less. Like bears can smell things from fucking miles away.
Right.
Bears are cool. They eat a lot of moths. They eat a lot of bugs. Surprisingly, like thousands of bugs a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Tearing through stumps, just eating tons of bugs and worms and just...
Oh, I believe that.
It's like a Kuna Matata. It's like the scene in The Lion King when
the size of the fuckers, dude. They gotta eat anything.
Bears just, you have to say, eat everything.
Don't they fucking kill something? Don't they piss on the body and wait for a little while for it to rot? Damn it. Why the hell? Misinformation.
Like, if they kill something, they'll go run and eat it. And then, like, go back to it days and days to eat it.
I mean, I know they just start eating you. They don't kill you like a cat. Cats kill you, and they kill you before they eat you, which is a good thing. If a cat rejects you, you're going to die real quick because they know where your neck is, and they're going to break it and sink their teeth into your jugular. Like, not worried about getting jacked by a cat, but a bear, they just start taking chunks right out of you.
They're just eating.
They just eat you while you're alive.
Yeah, I know.
That whole plate, that shit don't matter. It's
the omnivores. It's,
I don't know even what you got to run, try to run, but they're faster. Try to climb a tree, they can.
That is all.
You gotta hope you got a real strong gun or a real awesome bow staff that you're good with.
What, to get a bear?
Unrealistic bow staff skills. Just dude, I have a friend's dad who has this, like, it's like a, maybe like a 4 foot long oak club. It's in the shape, it's like hexagon shape. And he says it's his bear staff, which I think he's bullshitting me, but.
What do you mean a hexagon? Like a,
it's not a circular club. It's like it's got angles. Edge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So when you're, I guess you could fight. Try. I don't know. I know how you mentioned that Reese kid, but one time he told me he was gonna go into the woods and find a bear cub and train a bear to be his own. And I had to convince that kid a million times over again how much of a bad idea that was.
It's a terrible idea.
I'm like, dude, you're gonna try to pick up something. That's gonna weigh way more than you think it does. It's gonna be like a 100-pound little thing that's gonna be nothing but trying to maul you. And that's even if you don't fucking, that's if there's no mother. And if that is around, you're fucking dead.
So, you said multiple times you've had to tell him?
No, I had to tell him multiple reasons why it was a bad idea. Multiple reasons, alright. Like, it's dude.
Why do you need multiple reasons? Number one reason, you're gonna fucking die.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go get a bear.
You're gonna fucking die.
You see that kid on the back of a milk carton.
Dude, you're gonna fucking die in a bad way. Bad, bad way.
It's okay, I got honey. I got honeycombs.
Don't worry, guys.
I got
honeycombs to ward off my enemies.
In I love this honey.
Bear club.
I'm like Winnie the Pooh when it comes to honey.
Well, that's because it's real good for you. Your body loves it. Who doesn't like honey? If you don't like honey, you're a monster.
I think a lot of people don't.
Why? What do you mean don't? It's
unfortunate.
I don't think people don't like it. I think more people just don't eat it.
They've never tried just regular honey, actual honey.
Yeah, like, they've never honey.
Like, I've had honey on my whatever the fuck. You're like, nah, that ain't real. You liked honey, Mike?
I love the shit out of some honey, man. I will eat it any day.
I don't know, I'm touch and go with it. Like, I like putting it in things, but like, as straight just honey. Like,
the redstone.
Nah.
But, this one time when I was a kid, speaking of honeybees, I was in my house, and over like a summer or two, you just started hearing this buzzing next to like this random chimney that was on the outside of my house. My house was built by fucking, it was weird. I'm remodeling it slowly but surely, and god damn it. It's fucking rough. But anyways, there's this random chimney where, must have been where a wood stove used to be, obviously. I'll just slowly hear the buzzing and whatever. After about a year and a half, we finally go out there, just a whole fucking mess of bees start coming out. Well, we start hitting them, not knowing they were honeybees. I was young at the time, and I didn't realize it, so we're trying to kill them, get rid of them, because there was a bee's nest inside our house. Like, they weren't inside the house, but you could see they're about to go in.
Well, they're all piles they're on top in of the each walls. Other. They're, like, piles and piles on top of now, each other.
And the way it was like, the fascia and soffit, the eaves, there you go. There's a little hole you could see, like, where the crease was, where the actual chimney was alongside of it. And up in the about 2 to 1.5 foot range, you see, like, a little corner dug out where the bees were actually digging out to have their place to go in and out of the hive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after about another like 2-3 months of me and my brother hitting it with bee killer, they weren't going anywhere. They're just getting worse and worse. So we end up calling an exterminator. They freaking end up coming out. They're like, you guys have a honey's bee's nest that's like 4 by 3 feet in your house right now. Like, you couldn't Holy be... Shit. They weren't coming inside, but they were on the other side. They're like, you guys might want to be able to harvest it. So we didn't know. We don't know anybody to harvest it, but little do we know, I knew somebody now who would be able to. But he ends up exterminating it, man. There is literally a 4x3, like, and a half foot hole on the opposite side of the wall where they had to repair. Just honeybee's nest took over. If I would have known, I would have put like a little steel wall up, have a honeybee's nest in part of my house.
Knock them out with a bunch of smoke, find the queen, and put it in a box.
Yeah.
Oh, bees are nuts, dude. Bees are crazy.
Yeah, they're
my friend had like a old wooden picket fence that went along his hole. He had an old farmhouse. And like the bees, the, I don't know where, there's a big swarm. Like overnight, one day they were just all on this post. There was like thousands of all clumps of them on top of each other, just falling and flying back on the pile. We got in his four wheelers and would drive by and shoot it with BB guns and throw like footballs at it. Dude, that whole swarm, no fucking joke, one time just took up off the pole. Dude, we got off these fucking four wheelers. We drove the four wheelers into the house. We got off. Dude, there was like hundreds of them in his house. I hid underneath a blanket.
What?
And then he's just standing in his kitchen getting stung up. He's just standing in his kitchen. Dude, there was fucking hundreds of bees, man, in this kid's fucking house.
You fucking assholes.
They like died, though. They just like, we like ran out in and out of the house to do that whole swarm.
They died because it kept stinging.
Like, I don't see the whole swarm chased up. That's a little like, overexaggerated, but like a whole, like half of them came up and went in the air.
All
and we
the workers. Went,
and we sped off on these four wheelers.
God damn.
That's one thing I tell, like, a lot of people like to explore abandoned houses. Like, oh, that house looks creepy, let's go in. That's a real risk. There could be a bee's nest. You just walk in, step through a shitty floorboard, boing, next thing you're fucking dead, dude. And a lot of people don't think about that.
Being hit by that noise is just the easy part. One time, I hit an underground bee's nest, or underground wasp nest, like yellow jackets or whatever, and, wipeout in aisle 6, but no spoilers, whatever. No. I hit an underground bee's nest while mowing my yard when I was like 12, man. They hit me like 68 times, but wasps are different because they can keep hitting you.
Yeah.
Dude, they're mean. Relentless. Oh, wow. I got some sort of rash afterwards. It's infected my whole life neurologically. Not really, I'm just fucking with you guys.
Oh my god.
That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
Wasps are bad.
I've never been stung by that many bees before. I've only gotten like one bee sting here and there.
I know there's one bee that will fucking
kill me, though.
You're allergic?
You're allergic. I'm allergic to, like, there's like a certain bee, apparently, that makes me just like swell up like crazy.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's called the African killer bee. I've been stung everybody's
from all that time.
The Japanese wasp
in Africa.
You guys see that one Japanese wasp?
Dude, yeah, my dad caught one in a coffee can because there's that one part of my house that's unfinished.
They're here? They're in actually the States.
They've been
now.
In America really? Forever. I didn't know that.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I thought they were only in like.
They're around.
I need to be
they're around.
Yeah, I got goosebumps just now.
They're big. It's like the size of like a person's thumb.
It was fear, not
there
attractiveness.
Was just one, and it was sitting in the unfinished part of my house, and its head would move, no doubt, like a fucking security camera. You'd walk by, and it'd go. Its head would follow you like a robot.
How
head.
Big was this bee?
It was about 3 inches long. Coffee
it would
can.
Be like the size of my. I mean, I got dinky.
If you put it on your hand, it'd be like. It's like the size of your thumb. It was like a few. It was like maybe 2 or 3 inches long. It was a big ass fucking crazy wasp. And
There's a new. There's a European honeybee, I think it's called, that actually kills them when they come and attack. Because you guys know how they kill honeybees, how they work?
A whole bunch of them go on top of it and they rub them to death, right? They friction
them. Well, the honeybees
them.
Do to kill the wasp.
Oh.
Well, I was asking if you know how the wasp kill the bees.
But they just crunch them, they just bite their heads off.
Bite their heads off and fucking kill them real quick and whatever. Their bodies are still moving, but their heads are disconnected, real, real dark. But the bees, like you said, they hop on, they flap their wings real hard and they fucking make them cook them. That's crazy.
That's
just natural defense right there.
Friction them or something. Yeah, they kill them. The animal kingdom is weird. There's a lot of cool stuff
out
there.
Have you heard of that disease they've been getting where they, like, a brand of millions of them have been dying off?
Yeah, well, it's because GMOs, right? The corn or something.
There's a thousand theories. I believe them all. I believe chemtrails, fucking.
You believe everything. No. I believe a little bit in everything.
I've weaned away. You can't flood your mind with that. You gotta get your shit together, man. Fuck that.
You know how we're talking about, like, oh, I asked you what you got, the crazy shit? Like, I was thinking about aliens. When I was a little kid, I was playing basketball.
Throwback.
And there was, like, a gold ball flying real fucking slow in the sky with, like, a black smoke trail. Just just cruising, and it's like, it's called the sun. I wonder how many people, how, it's too bad that, like, back then a lot of people didn't have phones and cameras on them like they do now, because, man, that would have been awesome to catch. This is a gold, it was like a gold Death Star just flying, and it went up by past the horizon. I was like, there's
gold?
Yeah, it was like, or copper, or brass. It was like that kind of color.
It was a goldish color.
Yeah, it was full. Yeah, it wasn't the sun, dude. It was,
just punched me. And
it
just
was flying in the air, like nothing was going on. I was just watching it. I don't know how old I was. Probably in my teens.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did this gold ball look like? I'm thinking of some sort of like awesome spherical, fucking complicated little thing.
Just picture a gold sphere in the sky that if you were to held it up, if you were to hold like maybe like a marble at arm's reach, it's like that big. And it was just cruising through the sky, and it had a smoke trail.
Like a small, like...
If I were to hold, like, a marble, you know, like a glass marble, those...
How far was it away from you?
I don't know. If you were to hold a fucking marble at your arm and hold it up...
You could have grabbed it?
No, it wasn't that... It wasn't the size of a marble. I'm saying if you were to hold a marble in your hand and reach towards the sky, that's how big it would be.
So it was in the actual sky.
It was in the sky flying. It was a fucking gold ball. It's okay. Yeah, I'm getting attitude. Dark smoke coming out of it, and it was just... And it went down.
So like a comet, maybe, or something? I'm just throwing some logic to what you're saying.
It was a gold ball.
Man, that's out of control.
That's the weird... I mean, I've seen things like, oh, what the fuck was that? Was that a UFO? Like, weird lights and things flashing, but that's the one thing I've ever seen in my life that was like, what the fuck is this? Like...
That is out of hand, man. I cannot think of anything right now.
I don't know what it was.
It really blows my mind.
I'm just thinking a balloon, but then,
it
like,
could have been anything. I'm not saying it was an alien. It could have been fucking... Who knows? Just from one my of them- perspective, there was a gold metallic... It was a metallic, brassy ball-looking thing with smoke coming out of it, and it flew into the like past the horizon until it couldn't see anymore.
I'd like to think that was a weather balloon. I'm just kidding.
I don't know how weather. No, they're totally different. Yeah.
Imagine they'd be a bit.
That's what they always say, fucking on UFOs.
I hope it was something cool.
A weather balloon.
And they're always weather balloons. Why didn't they ever anything else? They're always fucking
swamp gas. Swamp gas. Reflecting off a weather balloon. Men in Black style.
Jesus Christ. It goes out of control.
I've never seen any weird animal creatures. I've experienced weird ghost stuff. But
is it really that hard to believe we're alone in the we're not alone in the universe?
We're here. I think that's crazy enough.
Why do people even question that shit, man? Why?
Like, it's like we're here thinking there's other stuff, and the fact that we're here means that there's other things doing the same thing. Right? That'd be stupid to think that we're the only ones. This is so egotistical, too, to be like, humans, we are the only one. The universe is just us. It's like, what? No fucking way.
That is too hard to believe.
I hope if we do ever come in contact with aliens, it's beneficial, mutually beneficial for both.
No, it's just a race that takes over the Earth, like fucking movie that comes.
What if they're real shitty, like Mars Attack style, where they're actually, like, beatable? like these little fucking things, like, they can't touch, like, our atmosphere will kill them, they're wearing shitty glass helmets, you just gotta shoot with a bullet. Or just
they're, like, really primitive, but somehow made space travel possible.
Yeah, shitty sauces that come down, they beam, like, what the fuck, shooting lasers.
Wouldn't that be possible to be in like a like this going way out there, crazy stoner
time? Earth, all the Earth becomes it's like world peace because we all bonded together to fight one common enemy.
What if like Native Americans figure out a way to get to another planet? How would they figure it out? Wouldn't they have to make it out of like wood and everything? Would that be
Native
cool?
Americans?
Like, what if they figured out? That's what I'm saying. What if they figured out like? To travel and space travel.
Like, they talk about aliens?
Industry. No, I'm just saying in general, just hypothetically.
Okay, what if they figured out how to make like a.
What would it be made out of? It wouldn't be anything like what we're making. It wouldn't be steel. It wouldn't be.
Sheep.
Why Native American? You mean like tribal
just,
people?
Yeah, like tribal. Like,
what about tribal? Like,
sorry,
what about,
the,
what about
tribal
civilizations
people?
Like that actually do talk about having spaceships and things like that? Like the Mayans,
the Egyptians.
Like that. It would have to be out of some weird, maybe perhaps some like
stone.
Quartz. Quartz can hold a lot of information, a quartz crystal. It'd have to be some sort of stone.
And how could a quartz hold information? Now you just fucking blew my mind.
I've actually heard this before, too.
Because, dude, what do you think computers are made of? It's all minerals.
Oh, shit. Jeff says silence.
Let that
sink in. That computer's
the quartz
natural.
Crystal can hold a bunch. And, like, I know that those, in Egypt, those obelisks... They're tuned like piano forks. They're like, there's a frequency to them. So maybe it's like they had some weird like Disney's Atlantis thing going on. He put a crystal into a stone fish, and all of a sudden that thing is floating. It's weird. Those ancient civilizations have a lot in common. They're all on this. They're all built like in the line on the magnetic grid with each other. And
that would be crazy if they all communicate.
It's like the movie Stargate. Have you seen the movie Stargate?
I have, way back when. There's a
just picture that kind of stuff, like weird energy.
Is that things. Kurt Russell or something like that? Who's in it?
Yeah, I think Kurt Russell is in it. Whoa!
Do they go to a sandy desert
planet? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have seen that movie.
Because they even talk about having those type things. Like you said, Native Americans, but I don't know if it's Native American, but like Southern American places have. They talk about weird stone portals. There's doorways, like Stonehenge and things like that.
Breaking dimensions into other fucking galaxies and shit.
Yeah, who's to say that they didn't do some weird, they didn't have some weird instruments that could make some weird, like, vibrational tune that would make these rocks vibrate in a certain way and a portal would open up and they'd go in?
Well, haven't they found, we're always saying they, haven't scientists figured out how to, like, ceramic pots from Egypt or South America, they have different grooves in it, can't they actually put sound, like,
yeah, like if you're if you have like a piece of if you're making pottery,
like
yeah, if you have a piece of pottery and you put like a record needle on it, so as the piece of pottery spinning into the clay, it grooves, and you were to like play music, those vibrations would be put into the piece of pottery. It's I can't think of the name of it. I want to say Jefferson, maybe it's called like a stereograph. I want to call it maybe. I could be wrong.
Mike is our histography.
Histography.
Our history major.
But it's like records. It's the way records are made, but picture a record, but in cylinder form. It's like that.
No shit. I've heard that before.
I've heard other things too, with like weird music and stuff, like ancient shit. It's like, there was like, I don't know, it was like somewhere in Europe, they would, people apparently took like, to like make characters of like words, they would use like music notes, but their music notes were different. It's like, they would take a piece of leather, and then, like, put sand on it and kind of, like, take, like, a steel blade and run it across the bottom. And whatever, like, sand was left on there, that was, like, the, like,
mm-hmm. I
it was, like, the frequency was, you like, know what I mean? Like, there's the symbols that they fucking wrote.
Yeah, if you put a piece of if you put a piece of glass on a stereo, like, or, like, a whatever you want to call it, like, a speaker, and put sand on it and play certain tones, the sand will change different patterns.
Yeah.
And that's in everything. Everything is just vibrations, just different frequencies.
Sometimes I wish I could go fast to where, like, vibrations made me, my molecules invisible just to go through walls.
That would be cool.
That would be my superpower from, just took me a while to think
about it. Go so fast that you can go through a wall.
We'll just be able to, like, walk
the Flash. Shit. Flash Gordon. The Flash.
Flash Gordon?
Not Flash Gordon, no, the Flash.
A football player.
They had an old show called Flash Gordon.
Yeah, they did.
Flash
Gordon in a real shitty movie.
It was not bad, not bad. I've never seen it.
He fights the Emperor Ming with the bird people.
Does Ted literally tell you that whole plot to that movie?
Who?
Have you ever seen Ted? With a Seth MacFarlane's movie with the teddy bear.
No, I refused to see it because I knew it was going to be shitty.
No, it is actually pretty good.
It's worth a watch through.
Yeah.
There's like, all right. There's you put Revolt on movies. I watch everything.
I'll give everything one watch or at least try to.
I mean,
I'm looking for good Seth movies MacFarlane's to watch.
Like first like live action movie he did. And it was,
I understand.
It wasn't bad at all.
I want to see a teddy bear. Why can't Seth MacFarlane be in a movie where he's a wisecracking guy? He's a real life quagmire or something.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. He's coming out.
Oh, okay.
It's coming out this year, I do believe. It's with, I think Sarah Silverman's in it. I think a couple people are in it. Boom. You didn't like Ted? I had some.
I just don't like juvenile jokes. I don't like. I don't know. I guess it's got to be a funny fart joke, I guess. I just don't like talking about banging whores and doing drugs.
That is the movie. You just explained it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have to fucking see it. I am Ted!
that weird nose was explain it all, man. Drive me nuts.
I'm not cool with the little wisecracking.
Has there ever been any other movies you have refused to watch? Like, you have Ted. Put a boycott on him.
Not recently. Oh, the new Hercules. I'm not going to fucking watch. Fuck that. I'll watch that one.
Through. I don't know, man. I'll watch that one.
No, in the preview, there's this thing where he's chained up.
And he breaks
and he spins him. The physics are all fucked up.
That's every fucking thing Hercules is in. He went
like
all God
of War for like a split second.
Yeah, the way he spins, like the chains are way long, so the way he does his arms in like a circular motion, the chains are real long, so what they would have done is just slam into the ground. But he goes, and they go like, I can't even explain. They whip. They do like a whip action where instead of doing a circular, halfway through the circular motion, they fly forward into his enemies.
It's because he's strong. He's got good whipping wrist.
I've never been impressed by Hercules.
Neither have I.
Ever.
It's been so impressive. I only heard of that movie just from
they never. I guess there's a new one coming out with The Rock.
What? New Hercules movie with The Rock?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Rock. Dwayne Johnson, right?
They're not even trying to hide it. I read something the other day where they put out, like, Armageddon and... What's another one?
They're coming out with another Armageddon movie?
No, remember back in 97? They always put movies out together that are always alike.
Oh, there's like a... Yeah, like, yeah, well, some people do that. Or you notice
how... Deep Impact and Armageddon, I think it was. They put out Contact and another Alien movie came out at the same time.
Some go to theaters, but some go straight to DVD. Yeah. And I think this is to confuse old grandmothers during Christmas time, because here's my theory. You're like, Grandma, I really liked Alien vs. Predator. It's called AVP. There'll be one called, like, Alien vs. Hunter... With, like, a weird alien AVH, and it's a thing that looks like Predator, so your grandma gets all confused. When Transformers came out, there was Transmorphers.
What?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, because it's on Netflix. It's a piece of shit.
And a lot of them were made by the same guy.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, I can't think of his name offhand. A lot of them are on Netflix, and they have the same name. And yeah, Transmorphers. One of them, I think it might be Transmorphers 2. The guy who's making those movies is in it. He plays a cable guy, and all of a sudden the satellite dish that he was coming to fix turns into a crazy Terminator robot. He pulls out a fucking gun out of his cable tool belt.
What?
Why does a cable guy have a fucking gun? He's got a real lame name, too. He made Titanic 2 as well. And he's in Titanic 2. He's in his own movie, Titanic 2.
Quentin Tarantino?
You could look it up real quick.
Titanic 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, Titanic 2. I'll figure it out. Keep talking.
He's in his own movie. He's wearing a tuxedo. There's one part. He has a dramatic death scene where he's given a... Instead, okay, two people are sharing an oxygen tank. He just tells the girl to take it while he drowns.
Spoilers.
Why can't they both be puffing on an oxygen tank back and forth? Here, breathe in, hold as long as you can. Breathe out, here you go, I'll do the same. No, take it for yourself. I'll just sit here and drown in fucking front of you and traumatize you for the rest of your life. So 5 minutes later, you can get rescued. Next to my corpse.
Shane Van Dyke,
you son of a bitch. You're just ripping off movies, man. I'm calling you out, dude. I'm calling you out. You're just Transformers. You're confusing old ladies buying their kids good movies and putting out your crap.
And that... Shane Van Dyke is who Kyle calls
There's
out
like a movie called Battle for Los Angeles that was in theaters where they're fighting aliens. He made like... Battle for LA. It's the same fucking bullshit. Shane Van Dyke.
Always out for a dollar.
Make a movie about
you.
Dude, all those are on Netflix too, aren't they?
Yeah, like, okay, I understand, dude. You got money and you're making movies, but like, don't rip off other movies, you cocksmith. Not even, dude. It's a good thing. I messed up.
That's a compliment.
It's a dick licker.
For guys.
Anyway. Just don't rip off other movies. Why? And come on, Transmorphers, at least come up with something.
What do you mean, why? You know exactly what. You had to make a buck in the industry, man. That's exactly what.
But you need money to make movies, so if this guy had the money to make movies, why didn't he make his own stuff?
I bet you Netflix threw him over a few... Because whoever hired him actually wanted them movies made and just wanted to throw away directors. Someone who's yes-man to them. I didn't want to be racist about it, so I said yes-man. He's their yes-man, like... Hey, director guy, you need to make Transmorphers. And he's like, man, I don't want to do that. They're like, but fuck off then. Don't take this $250 million and make this.
He is the one doing it.
No, that's what you think. So they're basically paying like a Carlos Mencia of directors. But this one's just rubbing it in their faces because he's not even hiding it. Transmorphers. What was the other one? Titanic 2. Well, they actually.
Titanic 2.
That's it. Never mind. What's the other one?
Alien versus Hunter. Now we're giving this guy shout-outs. It's like someone... I met someone once.
I remember James Cameron made a movie called Titanic, and it was amazing.
Not really. It wasn't that good.
Aliens. Not that good.
Did he make Aliens?
He made the second one. Ridley Scott made the first one, which is awesome. I like Ridley Scott a lot.
Yeah.
Not Ridley Scott. Alien. And first one, anyways. Hopefully they come good with like Prometheus 2.
Prometheus 2, they're making the second one?
Of course they are.
Yo, that whole movie, that android guy is just touching shit. That he shouldn't be touching. The whole time he's up to no good. Dude, like, what are you doing, dude? Oh, I was touching your little thing while you were sleeping. Beep, boop, boop. Oh, what are you doing, dude? I'm touching this wall without you guys, without telling you. What are you doing, dude? You're touching my cup? You're touching, oh, he's touching the maps. The guy, that cyborg is just touching shit through that whole movie. He's just like a little kid. Shit.
It's because he knows. And the reason why.
I know, and I just think it's funny if you were to show a majority of that movie is that robot no good.
Well, he's up to no good. He's up to no good because he's working for that fucking dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's the whole. Well, that's our ultimate spoilers Wayland, Kobayashi, or whatever it is.
I don't know the exact name of it. Let's not blow the whole movie for everybody. I don't care about spoilers. If you haven't seen these movies by now,
I would be pissed if someone just explained to it. You guys should.
You didn't yell spoilers when I was talking about Shane Van Dyke's
because he's a piece of shit.
Oh, have you even seen him?
Shane who?
Spoilers.
Why keep throwing shout outs to such a horrible director, producer?
Because it's me. I'm him.
Cast, crew, actor. Fuck him, man. No. You put out bad stuff. You shouldn't be around. You're not an artist.
I just don't like to rip off stuff. Stupid.
I'm with you. Who does? Who likes to rip off? Who has actually taken the time to see any of these Titanic 2, Alien vs. Hunters?
I'm going
to
make a movie about a boxing robot and call it Tangible Metal.
Boxing robot.
Tangible metal.
Tangible metal.
It's a rip off of real steel.
But you gotta be in the edge. You gotta put in, like, when Age of Ultron comes out, put Time of Mega.
There is a Megatron.
I was about to say. Super guy.
Just say Ultrabot. Reckoning of Ultrabot. Just rip off the cover, reverse it, and change the colors.
Something ridiculous like that.
I have a poster of Leonidas. I was looking at it the other day. In that movie, he gets cut over his left eye, right?
Oh my god! Now here we go to fucking expanse of the movie.
Either way,
holy fuck!
Is in that movie that when he's fighting that weird demon
it's his
thing?
Left eye. It's his left.
I have a poster where his right eye is scarred, and he's doing a thing. It's during the lightning storm. He's doing a pose that never happened.
I think it's his right eye that gets scarred because it comes down.
He didn't even have the scar during the rain either.
Like, was it like when they're standing over, like,
the poster says, "Tonight we dine in hell," and it shows Leonidas.
I have
the
same poster.
It shows Leonidas holding his spear towards the person who's looking at the poster, and he's got the scar over his right eye, and it's during the thunderstorm scene. It's like, this is totally whack. Never even fucking.
Somebody's making a buck. Need to make shirts or something.
You go to fairs. There's a new, there's a second 300 coming out, right?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to shit out of the first 300. I played.
It's about the Battle of Thermopylae or something, right? The new one?
I don't remember.
Or is that already what?
Got me right over my head. All
I know is it's like afterwards of like.
It's how the other one ended, the big armies fighting, right? Or is it like.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like, they better pick off with that because that was awesome.
I don't know. It looks like it's going to be like a lot of sea battle.
I left that movie. I left the theaters wanting to fight somebody.
I fought three people.
I left that movie when I first saw that movie at the very end. I was walking out of there like I was one of those guys.
See
like,
that?
Whoa! I was ready, dude. I was ready. I was waiting for anyone to say anything. Nice shoes. I'm ready, dude. I'm ready.
My aunt hated that movie, and that's who I watched it with. She did not enjoy it, and I was laughing, having a good time watching that fucking movie.
I had a good time.
Every time every gruesome part, it was funny to me. Some people made me laugh. So that's the first time that you actually seen some badassery before even Spartacus and shit like that came out. It's the first time you've seen like actual Roman or Greek or anything
cool
like
melee
that.
Stuff.
Go at it. Hand-to-hand combat.
Just like the way it's shot spears. And stuff too, though. You know what
little
I mean?
Bursts of slow motion. Yeah. The Matrix was cool. They were the first to do that cool slow motion stuff, and they got ripped off so many times.
So many. I watched Equilibrium the other day, or a few weeks ago.
You know what's funny about that movie? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead. Which one?
On the cover of Equilibrium, it says, "Forget the Matrix."
It's like, yeah!
And it's like, it's the first time I saw that in a blockbuster, I was like, Forget the Matrix. Fuck you,
that's
Christian
exactly.
Bale. Fuck you. I watched this movie. It's like, oh, fuck me. Didn't Equilibrium is awesome. Matrix. Is. What? Nah, no, they're both equal. They're not the same at all. So I don't know why they even say forget the Matrix.
I have no clue what
I think
it meant.
It's just because of the way the fight.
The way he's dressed.
And, yeah. And like the way they fight in it, it's like, I don't know, kind of Matrixy, but not like to the extent of like flying around and shit.
They do the gun kata.
They do the gun kata, yeah.
That movie's cool.
Dude,
Equilibrium.
He like spins two shotguns around.
Spoilers.
And then he spins two shotguns around and then blows at both dudes that held the shotguns. Like he just instantly hits them like this, like boom, and then grabs the handles.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yes.
Well, he's like, aren't they super strong? He's a little bit stronger than everyone else, right?
No, they're not. They're all human.
They just know that technique.
They have no emotion. They take that, like, those pills or whatever.
Everybody's emotionless in that movie. That's the whole.
Except the people that are, like, rebels.
It's the whole thing. There's the actual normal people who aren't taking the drug and then they want to go against the system because they have emotion. See, think about that movie as, like, he got a rush of good emotion after he stopped taking that because usually when I'm just going to extremes of, like, heroin, when people stop taking heroin, they get sick and everything. Like, after he stopped taking that drug, he instantly loved everything and he just liked everything just like we do.
He went back to feeling what you should. He went back. He could feel again, and he realized that, like, oh shit. And his kids were already faking it the whole time. His kids weren't taking him.
His one kid wasn't. His younger kid wasn't. His older kid was.
No, neither of them were.
Oh, you fool!
It was a boy and a girl, and they when they figure out that he stopped taking them because he stopped.
Maybe there's a boy and
the
a
one
girl.
During his daily routine. He actually drops a pill in the sink, and it like throws off his routine. He doesn't know what to fucking do, and it falls in the drain. So he like misses his dosage. I think that's how it goes.
And then
He starts hiding them.
Yeah, but then he starts like messing around with stuff on his desk after a while, doesn't he?
Yeah,
like, he's
rearranging.
He's like
rearranging things, and it slowly comes back to him, and he realizes what a good thing it is because.
Then he finds a puppy or something later on in the movie.
Yes, he
does. Realizes what he's doing.
Yes.
How he's killing off normal. Like,
why are you telling me? I'm just.
I know. I'm just saying that movie's real awesome. Forget the Matrix. Equilibrium.
What do you mean? All right, go back. He didn't. I thought he had two sons. What's up with his younger?
He had a son and a daughter.
Who's a? Did his daughter have long hair?
Yeah, that was a girl.
God damn it, she didn't. There's two little kids. Maybe it was. Maybe you're right.
The little boy's the one that figures out that he
that little super.
Doing it
maybe
he
that little boy was
like,
a super.
I haven't been doing
them
either. They're hiding them.
I thought it was the other quiet little kid who freaking brought it up to him, and not the super straight fucking kid. Like, the one quiet... Because there's two kids in that. Maybe it was a girl.
Yeah,
two kids.
The older one keeps telling the other one to be quiet and keep acting straight.
And that little kid who doesn't talk isn't taking it.
Both of them are. The other one's just acting because he doesn't want his father to kill him.
Sorry.
We're both getting crazy.
No, you're not. I'm just fucking with you.
Did you even watch that movie?
Did you watch it? You're
lying! I like
the Matrix.
See the movie Dread?
Dread? Yes, I did.
A lot of people didn't like that movie. I thought it was awesome.
I'm on that line where I'm just dancing around it like, yeah. It's one of the movies where you have to smoke a fat bomber before watching it.
It's like one of those movies you watch once every, like, 6 years.
Be above the influence
like
while watching it and enjoy it. Give you...
People love the influence to try and enjoy it. You won't. You're right. If you watch it, so you're like, who the fuck is this? Why is he killing everyone? Why? He shoots everyone in the face in that movie.
Everybody in the... Well, he's actually got super high-tech shit. Like, his mask actually has the targeting for people, so it's not that hard.
Yeah, I know. Imagine
especially if you wake up every day and you're just at the shooting range or you're out there just shooting people in the fucking face. That's absolutely what he's doing.
You get pretty good after it.
I'm sure you do.
Come on.
Judge Dredd.
I lost that movie. I could not hang on to it. When I went to watch it, I got up to the part where they got with the minigun. Spoilers.
It was a little whack. Because everyone but them.
Everybody but them, and they cut everything else in that floor that is destroyed, but the wall they're behind is just mangled just perfectly around them.
One thing I don't like about movies, some people are way too lucky, like DayZ. How fucking lucky with Brad Pitt there.
When he went...
In every situation, how come he's the only one that doesn't die? Thousands of zombies, a whole wave of corpses is flying at him. Oh! I made it into the building when no one else did. That type of shit's like, man, really?
Have you read the book that it's based on and shit?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah. The book's really good.
But it's nothing like
it. But it's nothing like the movie. Like,
really?
They're supposed to be zombies, like Walking Dead style.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it starts off, like, the plague spreads for a long course over time from, like, China, like a little sick person in China.
Like, the book is, like, segments of, like, stories. Like, it's, like, separate stories. Yeah,
interviews of people.
The movie is just, like, Brad Pitt running everywhere as being Brad Pitt. You know?
I guess it's supposed to, like, supposed to be three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah, Brad Pitt wants.
Was it day Y, like, day X?
No, there's just gonna be the continuation of, like, them living in the world.
Day Z, dose.
The World War Z book though takes place after humans were almost extinct. Like, there was so many fucking zombies, and then they started winning again.
Second one is based on the extension.
I don't know what the second movie's based off of. I'm saying the book itself takes place after the war, like the whole war. Civilized again. There's a civilization at least.
Civilization crashes and then it comes back up and that's where
it goes Walking Dead style and then comes back.
No shit.
But it's with those. It's and the zombies.
See,
aren't
what's the correlation with the movie and the book?
Nothing. The name.
Why do they do that?
And then, like, the, I don't know.
It's the names?
It's like while zombie shit is happening. You know what I mean? Like, while it's like the beginning of it.
They don't want to Shia LaBeouf their way out of the biz, is what you're saying.
That's hilarious, Shia LaBeouf. That kid, what did he do? He forged something.
Dude, allegedly, I can't remember the whole story, I can look it up, but I'm not, because I'm one of them people. He forged a short film, like a Spanish or foreign short film, plagiarized the thing, called it his own, like made his own fucking thing, okay. But the whole script was the same. People busted him, so when he had to make an apology, he actually Googled that or Yahoo.
He plagiarized his apology too.
And it wasn't even that hard. You could, like, look at, like, famous apologies or something.
Why do you
even gotta
look up a famous apology? Why can't you just say I'm sorry?
Because that's how fake that guy is. He don't even know, man. He's maybe he hired the wrong guy, or if that is actually
how
him.
How do I say sorry? He types that into Google.
Maybe that is how he is. How do I say sorry to people? Actual people. Because actual he thinks people. He's so above people. I don't know. I'm not saying he is, but
probably. You probably take a picture and be like, yo, you fucking asshole. He gets in your face.
He's been in showbiz for freaking Stevens, man. That kid's since he's
Stevens.
Been
in Dude, I saw a movie where the girl shows her boobies.
What movie? Let's go.
I don't know. It should have been titled Not Impressive.
How are you going to throw a booby movie out there and not even say what
you
it is?
That, like, remember, like, in the 80s and 90s, if a movie was rated R, it was like, boobs are gonna be in it.
Yeah, boobs.
What movies have tits anymore except those shitty American Pies and Van Wilder bullshit? Like, B-rated movies are the one with tits now because
The Wolf of Wall Street has some nice boobies in it.
Who's?
The main actress in it, I can't think
of. Wolf of Wall Street, is that in theaters?
Yes, I went out and saw it the other day.
And there's titties?
Nice titties. Beautiful titties. All right.
Well, either way, that's rare.
I will show you right but now you know what I mean? If you'd like to see.
No,
in
I'm
the
good.
Movies, that is.
Snap.
Ow.
I just know that used to be a thing, man. Or scary movies used to show tits.
Lethal Weapon showed boobies. That was the first movie I've ever seen with
boobies.
Yeah,
but that's like an 80s, 90s movie. It's rated R.
Oh, true. No PG-13 shows boobies in it?
No.
And what's PG-13? Don't give up. That's the only thing that make you rated R nowadays is showing boobies in it. They show people dying every fucking third.
I want to see a movie that has full insertion.
Goddamn, Transformers alone. Transformers movies, a lot of people die in that movies. PG-13, don't matter.
Transformers! I like those movies. Those movies should just be the robots. No little kid human luster. In the cartoon, it was all about the robots, and humans were like bystanders. Like, whoa, look at those fucking robots doing shit. Why do they have to be like, there's this little kid who's holding the cube running around like football doing forward laterals away from Megatron?
Unless you see, like, Megan Fox naked in one of the scenes.
But you don't.
You don't. And that's what I'm saying. That would be cool. Then they throw back to the robots and throw Megan Fox and they're randomly naked running scared.
Like, her clothes got blown off by laser explosion there. She's
just every scene, it just shows her just even more tattered clothes than before. You know what I mean? It just shows her progressively losing her clothes and how shitty the world's getting because Decepticons are and Autobots are in war with each other and taking all humankind with them. Fuck it.
Yeah, or like
let's go, people.
Cybertron. Maybe battle
Jared.
On Cybertron, but with the robots.
Let's do it. Call me up. I got an idea.
Do you guys remember Beast Wars?
Yes, that was the best one.
They should make a movie with Beast Wars, though.
You try watching it now.
It's hard to
watch. There's one scene where everyone's riding Cheetor. There's one scene where the gorilla, Optimus Primal, is riding the cheetah, and the little rat is on top of the gorilla. The cheetah's is
just sprinting away.
Even with the rhino on top of him.
Is it? No way.
Are you sure they're riding the cheetah or the rhino?
They're riding the cheetah.
That seems right, actually. I don't know why, but
that's right, because it's whack as fuck. It's like weird. It's like, what is this? Why isn't the gorilla?
They're all machines, anyways. I'm sure he actually could support it, but it just looks weird as a cheetah with a gorilla riding it.
That is one that does
not. And the CGI is real bad, but at the time, it was what was up.
Who was next level, man?
There was a show called Reboot.
I remember Reboot.
I didn't like it. I didn't understand it at the time because I didn't have a computer, so I didn't understand what was really going on in the show. Mainframe.
What was it about?
And they're like fighting. It was like it's life in the computer, and like it's
was
a like,
human was like Tron. Where no, people the human. Were, it was all CG.
You were considered the yeah. Is it was that all what we call it? CG.
Is that what it's called? It was all
CGI, CGI like Beast Machines. Yeah, CGI.
Why is it called CG? What's that?
Computer graphics.
Yeah,
something.
Is that what it's called? Computer graphics.
It is.
Should update that a little bit. That's kind of weak.
What do you mean? What would you call it?
I'm sorry.
Super stuff. You just come over
Super stuff. Awesome. Yeah,
Reboot. I didn't understand it because I didn't know what a mainframe was. I didn't know what like a hard drive or. And they'd be like, user on, game approaching. And I was like, what the fuck is the user? It's you playing the game on your computer. And the game would be like this weird, like, purple cube thunderstorm that would come down over their little computer city. And everyone who got trapped in it had to play in the game. So when you're playing a game on your computer, all the NPCs. The people you're fighting. It was kind of like a Quake Arena. He was always playing like one of those type games.
Hopefully they're not any of my friends, because they would probably die.
And there's a character named Bob, and he had a thing called Glitch, where you could glitch and fucking cheat. Bob's a cheater. Yeah.
Man, that was like way back when, that show.
Reboot! Like,
Rusty Sheriff's like, Badge.
It's a decimal.
Maybe like 6, 7 years old, 8 years old maybe.
Shout out to Conkers. Have to throw some sort of video game in this mix. We haven't mentioned one.
So shout out to Conkers. You're obsessed with that game.
Obsessed with it. It's just one of them games where it made such a good stamp in your childhood, and then it's like it disappears. Disappoints.
I used to love playing Gex.
Gex.
I never got into Gex.
It was a PlayStation game. Lizard, you were like a little gecko.
Enter the Gecko.
Yeah.
That shit. They're all good. Man. It's like Spyro and Crash, and I put them all in the same category.
Yeah, like Croc.
Yeah. There you go,
like,
Croc.
If you really think about it, they're all like ripoffs of like Super Mario, like
64.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to, like, in Gex, you have to go collect remotes for the TVs. Mario, you have to go collect stars.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're still like going through like a screen.
Spyro, like, you know, most
platformers
eggs.
You're collecting, so
you're always getting eggs.
Yeah.
What else? I never played Crash.
Crash was cool. Awesome.
See, yeah. I missed a whole. See, I got
what'd
it right
you have
there
to
too.
Get in that one?
What?
What'd you have to get in that one, like in Crash?
Fruits. Little Wampa fruit things. Like peaches. Yeah. And you collected, like, there was, like, the dark crystals that, with Neo Cortex, the bad guy there, you always had to collect these like purple crystal things, and then there was always like secret gems. There was always secret. Like, that game was cool because it'd be like you're kind of like on a track. Most levels were like from behind view, or
yeah, and you're just like running forward.
You'd run forward, and then like some of the levels you'd fall in a pit that wasn't a pit that would kill you, and it'd be like a side view.
Oh, turned to like yeah.
You'd spin like Tasmanian Devil. They changed him. They gave him a whole relook, new look, and he looks weird. He wears a glove.
Speaking of Taz, Tasmanian.
That was another one like that.
Banjo-Kazooie was real awesome. Those are two awesome 64 games.
We'll come back to Banjo-Kazooie real quick. You guys ever play a Tasmanian Devil game? It's called Taz Goes to Mars or some bullshit like that.
He's going to stuff in the sand. The sand can kill you a bunch.
I played it, though.
Is that what it is? Maybe. No, you started off on Mars. You ended up going into a ship, you get abducted by aliens. It's like the opening cutscene. You're Taz, you get abducted by aliens.
Did
they
tap the button he's spinning? Was that the
yeah,
case?
Yeah, exactly. And you could, one of them, you get like power ups where you could start bouncing off shit and fly up higher and whatever. It was a real cool game.
I had a game that I used to really like called Bubsy. You're like a cat that could run real fast. And if you ran too fast, you could hit a wall and it would show, like, it had a bunch of death animations.
Turns into
a cat guy.
Cat video at the end, like a YouTube.
Like,
cat
he'd run
video.
Really, really fast, and if you hit a wall, he'd just be like, hit a wall and like pancake, and then fall backwards, and you'd be dead. Or like, just everything could kill you in that game.
Really? Banjo Kazooie.
You're like as fast as Sonic, but you're like one hit kills.
Banjo Kazooie was shit. Like, way back.
Banjo Kazooie. I could never get into it. I got into Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
That's the worst one.
That is the I liked it just for the creative.
That's the best one.
That is, no, it's not. I never gave... My thing was I never gave him a chance. Like, it's one of them games where I've always been, I've always wanted to play. I just never got into it.
It's literally like Mario, but you know what I mean? Just a little different. It's literally like the same concept.
I understand,
you know,
that. I mean? That's another game I...
Collecting all these notes and instead of stars, you get the puzzle pieces. Yeah. Jiggies.
I never liked the open world type. I've always liked the ones where you can make your own character other than being an actual character.
Yeah, but right? that's just new to video games besides old wrestling games. What other games could you make a guy
that... See, like, I never played old games like that. I always...
Make my own guy. I mean...
Never, like, make your own character type shit. I've always played, like, Batman games. Shit like that. People I knew, like, superheroes and type shit like that. When I'm talking about, like, them 3D type follow behind a Jet Force Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
That game, I liked that game a lot. And then I just never got around to playing the... Because so many games came out so quick.
Yeah, like, between, like, PlayStation and Nintendo. It was, like, insane.
Yo, Donkey Kong for Super Nintendo came out when PlayStation was out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
'94?
That is nuts. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Donkey Kong is the best looking game for the Super Nintendo, especially like the second and three.
I got PlayStation like after it was out for like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years, and it was still like games were getting put out like crazy.
For Super Nintendo?
No, for PlayStation. Like when that...
The best PlayStation 1 game I ever played, the most fun I ever had, was a game called Micromaniacs.
Micromaniacs?
And it's like a racing game that plays like the old Micro Machine game. These little guys, I would say, each guy's got little powers. The guy with an engine in his back, and he's got like exhaust type powers. There's like a little mutant that eats things. There's a girl who's got like black holes. That game was so fun, dude. Micromaniacs. Your little people just running around different types of rooms, like kitchens and the cars.
Oh, it was a racing game.
It was a racing game.
Top down racing. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And if you like fell behind, if you went off screen, you died. Like you're out of the race. You just stay in the group. Stay within the group.
Though, was that game hard?
It's real hard, but it's fun as fuck. You like jump over little obstacle courses made out of power tools and little run around gardens and all these different like levels. Like those Micro Machine games. You run on top of rulers.
I never gave that game a real chance because I played little bits and pieces there.
Oh, it's so fun.
Was it?
It's good.
It was a multiplayer. Yeah, it's so that's four people. Why it was so fun.
Yeah. You can play with four, and actually, I think if you get one of those multi-jack things, you can play up to eight.
What do you mean for the PlayStation?
PlayStation 1 had multi-jack.
No, you'd have to get the multi-jack to play four people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you'd have to get two multi-jacks.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Holy fuck!
That's all right. Come with the times, old man.
Did you ever put CDs in your PlayStation 1 and listen to music?
Yeah. Yep. Used to see all the cool animations, switch them around. I used to, just for bored, would it bring up the memory card menu, just look at all the animations.
Oh, for the little icons and your saves.
Yeah, that was
saves.
Real cool, just sit there and watch them. Just
you guys remember Monster Rancher?
Yeah.
Where you had to, like, get, like, new monsters, you had to go and grab, like, a CD or some other kind of CD and, like, switch it out with the game disc.
Really? That's cool. So, like, would one count, like, a DVD monster? Or would it be, like, different CDs?
I mean, this was, like, before DVDs. Yeah, this was, like, CDs and, like, other games and stuff like that.
This is a Pearl Jam
and, like,
monster.
You know, PC games.
Yeah.
Like, basically, you go into this, like, it was, like, an all-menu game, pretty much, but it was, like, a fighting game, but you're, like, fighting your monsters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to, like, get other monsters, it was, like, part of the game where you, like, go to this guy, and he's, like, yeah, put your new disc down in. And then, like, it was, like, all right, please insert a disc, blah, blah, blah. Put it in, and then it just, like, pops up a random monster. So, like, and it's always, like, something different, or it's just, like, a repeat of the same one. So, like, I'd be sitting there for, like, hours, like, switching disc out to find something fucking cool. Like, going through, like, all my mom's CDs, every PC game.
Every different disc you put in, it would be something else? Could you keep the same one in?
Yeah, you can keep the same one in and get the same monster.
So why the fuck were you going through all... Oh, no, it gives you the same monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monster Rancher came out, it was kind of like when Pokemon and Digimon around that phase.
Yeah, I know what it is.
And the monsters came from these discs.
They went up to like 10 or 12, didn't they? They went up, they're probably
Monster
still making
Rancher.
Them.
Probably still so making there was a real good game for PS1 called the Digimon World was a good one.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
That's a good little...
That's what game that I missed out that I just instantly feel sad about, because I love the shit out of Digimon.
I mean, you could find, I think it's on, you don't have PlayStation. That's
but just get emulators.
Emulators. What's up? It is. I wish I could find a good one. I'm just good at computers like that. That worked. Just not that well.
No.
Not that good.
It happens.
I can't remember anything else right now.
Nah, that's all good. I gotta get going soon anyways, so yeah, gotta wrap it up.
Let's fucking bring this bitch to the end. You can get a hold of us on Twitter, bunk_tastic. Email us, everybody. We want a community. We also want to throw a shout-out to our buddies Mark and Cesar?
I don't know.
I just fucked it up. Caesar? Yeah, Caesar, it looks like. Cesar. Anyway,
99 Proof.
99 Proof. Listen to that shit. It's got an iTunes, Podbean. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, everything else.
They're our friends.
They are. We love them, guys. You guys made us laugh. Made me laugh anyways the other day. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You party on, you wild animals.